Introducing, for the first time today, never before seen, the Dashleys, Dallin and Ashley Seeley, on our podcast called I Should Not Have Said That, ISNHST.
You did it right.
At gmail.com. Okay. Send us anything you want to send us and we'll probably read it online.
ISNHST podcast at gmail.com.
We are being recorded. It's only taken 4 years.
I finally hopped on the video podcast bandwagon. So this will be on Spotify, as always, everywhere else you can listen to podcasts, as always, in addition to our YouTube channel, The Dashleys, maybe little snippets on Instagram every once in a while, and on Facebook at The Dashleys. Undecided if we should start new pages everywhere called I Should Not Have Said That. I don't think I will.
Well, how are
too
you?
Too much work.
How are you feeling?
I feel giddy.
Ooh.
I feel presumptuous.
Wait, about what? Presumptuous about what?
Ungainly.
Oh.
These are my feelings.
Two of those words are above my vocabulary level. Why do you feel presumptuous? What are you presuming?
I don't know.
Just, that's the feeling bursting from your heart.
It's coming out.
Okay.
To the surface.
It's on trend. I feel so good because last night we went to bed while it was still bright outside.
You fell asleep fast.
I just was lulled to sleep by the sultry sounds of live PD on Peacock. I don't know what it is about like murder shows or cop shows, people in like true life crisis, but it makes me feel safe. It's like a reminder to me like, hey, you're following more rules than those people. You have a nice sleep and wake up and do good tomorrow because you're doing great. You're not getting arrested tonight or murdered.
You just really compare yourself to others. And when you're comparing yourself to people that are getting arrested for drugs and driving under the influence, then you feel pretty good about yourself.
Well, I don't know if I'm... I just have...
You know, there's not comparing yourself to other people at all, but then there's also comparing yourself to really bad people.
Yeah, and using it to your benefit.
Whichever way provides better mental health for you.
I'm not that bad, you know? Like, I'm right here falling asleep in my bed. I've never, like, chosen this of my own accord. I just know that... When I watch murder shows and like shows like Cops, I just feel very like comfortable and safe. Mm-hmm. Which it gives you something to think about. There's something deeper there that's like a psychological level of probably something's not right with me.
I wasn't going to say
it. You like it too, though. It was just so nice. We haven't fallen asleep while the sun was out in so long. Our kids were tired. We joined a pool. So Dallin and I'm going to say a statistic that probably isn't true, but I'm going to stick by it. 80% of our desire to move to Florida is that the neighborhoods there have like resort style pools.
80.
I don't, that's like a big poll. And I was sitting there thinking one day in the throes of, are we moving to Florida anxiety?
If you're just joining us on the video portion of the podcast, you should probably go back and search ISNHST. I should not have said that.
You may
podcast.
Never find it because it's one of the harder
I should not have said
searches.
That on Spotify or wherever else you listen to podcasts, and you'll hear the whole Florida debacle.
Long story short, Dallin woke up one morning and decided he wanted to move there. He traveled there the next day, was there, told me he loved it, and then I was like, oh, shit.
And ever since then, we've been debating it. And so far, it's landed at, we definitely want a vacation every once in a while, but I don't think we're moving there the next few years.
We've landed at this very safe place where it's like, I think we'll die there, but we don't know when
we'll
start
there.
Living there.
I don't know
there.
When we're going to inch up.
It could be any time. So there it was like looking at Zillow being like, I don't know, like that feeling. And the thought came to me, if we had a neighborhood pool here, would that like bump up St. George, like the St. George points, stay here, St. George points, would it bump it up exponentially? And I thought it would. So I looked around and in fact, there is a neighborhood not that far from our house, 5 minutes, maybe, that is a resort style pool. And we joined it and we're so happy.
It's great.
Locked in.
We don't have any HOA here at this house.
So why not
neighbors
give yourself
doing whatever the heck they want.
So many people are like,
so we just joined somebody else's HOA.
So many people are like, HOAs, that sucks. We're like, we want one. Give us one, please. Somewhere, someone.
We come from Daybreak,
we
Utah,
would like a pool.
The land of much HOA. Yeah,
we would like seasonal plantings and a pool. Whatever the cost.
Nobody's shown up to mow our lawn yet, but
no,
I'm still waiting for it.
No, I hired someone to do that too. He's so nice.
I was kidding. That was an HOA.
That joke. Only took a year to little find
HOA
someone.
Joke there. We have emails, Ash.
Oh, pray tell.
A lot of people have sent them. Feel free to send us any email you want. ISNHSDpodcast.
We say a lot gmail.com. With an asterisk. That's the influencer's way of saying at least one has arrived.
What?
So many
people. I have
people...
10 unread emails.
Okay.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. I just want to be truthful about what a lot means here.
Okay. Hey, Dylan, Ashley, longtime podcast listener and vlog follower. Listen to you guys talking about moving at the spur of the moment gives me a severe secondhand anxiety.
Oh.
But since you are so open-minded, I have a pitch. You should move to Missouri. Myself no. and my Do family you... currently reside in Lake Ozark.
Wait, pause. Do you want to know something fun about Missouri?
What?
Dylan and I grew up Mormon, right? It was legal to kill a Mormon in Missouri up until after my birth.
That's bizarre.
Yeah, Mormons were expelled from Missouri because the Missourians did not like the Mormons.
Didn't they issue an official apology?
I think so. But that was also, I think, during my college years.
Yeah, that's nuts. Myself and my family currently reside in Lake Ozark. This is from Cassidy. She sent a picture.
Oh, look, they look nice. Family. Cassidy, we'd like to be your friend.
It's truly nothing like the Netflix series, I promise. The Ozarks.
I was too scared within 5 minutes. I turned it off.
We have crappy winters, but they don't last forever. If you haven't already, look up Silver Dollar City in Branson, Missouri.
No, I know what that is because really? The Duggars, I watched their show.
She says that. She every says episode, the Duggar family frequently visits Silver Dollar City. The family
visited there all the time. They described it as a like good, clean fun for a Christian family with a Western spin.
There we
which
go.
Which is my that sounds truly great. My cup of tea. There is nothing
she
I would
She says
want
the
more.
Chances of running into the Duggars are pretty high. Okay, now that I've convinced you to move, I need a little bit of advice. Oh, she's moving on.
Okay, would you move to Missouri?
I wouldn't.
Have you I'm ever sorry. Been to Missouri?
No.
Yes, you have.
Have I?
You've probably been to Carthage Jail.
Oh.
Yeah.
Been there.
I love... My sister went to medical... Well, my sister's husband went to medical school in Missouri. Kirksville? That was fun. I've mostly just been to Nauvoo, Illinois. One of the cutest... little pioneer towns in America.
Very cute.
Would go there every day of my life. I think, I don't know. I just know you're kind of like, I will only ever live here. Park City, Whistler, Canada, or Florida has recently been added to the list. And
that's
not
list.
Just anywhere in Florida. It literally has to be within a 20-minute drive of the epicenter of Disney World. Dallin's
pretty much.
Dallin's secret talent is making really hard boundaries and uh-huh. then being like, Ash, do whatever you want. Just work within those.
That's how marriage works.
Mm-hmm.
So I've always said that. All right. Now I've convinced you to move to Missouri. I need a little advice. My BFF, her husband, and their one-year-old
okay.
are planning to move to the lake in the next 2 years.
Is that in Missouri?
What lake? I don't know.
Context.
My husband wants to start a compound of sorts with our two families.
No.
I've heard that owning real estate mm-mm. together is a huge factor in tearing apart friendships.
Don't do it.
Well, Dave Ramsey would say, don't go into any partnership with any of your friends.
If you give anything to your family, it better be a gift.
Yeah. This girl is like my sister friends for 10 plus years, and I'd never want to jeopardize our friendship, but the appeal of raising our families right next to each other might be enticing enough to give it a shot. Thoughts?
Okay, I know.
Adding a pic of my little fam so you can put a face to the email.
Okay, listen, my family has gone through this, except with like actual family members. And this is the line that they have drawn. This is how they've done it. So my family owns like 40 acres in Georgia. And they're always like, come live here, come live here. But like, if we go move to that land, they would like sell it to us for really cheap or give it to us. But it is subdivided and the plot of land that we would live on would be ours only, like legally Dallin and I's. It wouldn't be like we have a house on my parents' land.
Splitting it, there's worrying no, about like, if somebody moves but another person stays in the future, right, how like, do you split the
property? If it's given
property?
To us, it's ours, it's our choice. I think my parents were like, if we do this, we would get first dibs on like if you ever sold it, like that would be somehow in the contract, like, hey, this is yours, you bought it for this much, or we gave it to you, but if you ever want to sell, like we get first rights to like to give you like the market value of it, of what it's worth. So I don't know if it's like a big piece of land, I would just literally I would subdivide it, and then your half is your half and their half is their half, and you maybe you don't have a fence, you know. And it feels like one piece of land, but technically it's two, and your land can appreciate and their land can appreciate. And if you move, it doesn't ruin their life. And if they move, it doesn't ruin their life.
Yeah.
I think
I would say don't jointly own it.
Don't jointly own it. No.
I would say parcel it up. You own your chunk. They own their chunk. You wave at each other every day.
Helps you be friends.
Yep. Good fences make good neighbors. I think Brad Paisley said that.
The fences in St. George where we live are made of cinder block, and they're one of my favorite things about town.
Yeah. Okay. This one is from Tatiana. She has new mom anxiety.
Okay. Well, hello, friend.
Hello, Tatiana. Hello. She says, hello. My name is Tatiana Hempel. I'm a huge fan of your family. I've seen all your videos all the way back from when George was little. Wow. That's a lot of videos. Alan, I think it's over 800 now. How do you even see?
How do you even make 800?
I'm going to fact check us right now in real time.
Someone in the future is going to be like, this is the strangest family. They've literally made 800 videos. and not many.
Aliens are like, what are all these creators doing?
There's so many ads for HelloFresh on these videos.
These guys really loved HelloFresh
and Thrive Market.
Disney and occasionally other brands.
Robot vacuum.
I think I have to go to like Social Blade.
I think you just go.
There's probably somewhere on YouTube to see it, but I don't know how. How many videos have the Dashleys made? The Dashleys.
Thank you, third party
YouTube
company.
945 uploads.
Does that include shorts?
That probably includes the new shorts.
That's really upped our content, I think.
Dang. Our estimated monthly earnings are $2,200 to $35,000 a month.
Wow.
It's literally the bottom one.
On YouTube.
On YouTube. $2,000. It's a solid little earning on YouTube. We have had over 60 million views on all of our videos on YouTube. That's cool.
That's fun.
Okay. Anyways, we're reading about new mom anxiety from Tatiana. Hello, my name is Tatiana Hemphill. Huge fan. I've seen all your videos way back when George was little. I rewatched them during pregnancy for comfort, and my husband Logan would make fun of me. Logan? Oh,
Logan, shut up.
I'm convinced Ashley and I would be friends. We were both teachers and love animals and kids. The only thing I don't like is cooking. Instead, I like crafts and crochet and sewing.
Oh, I tried to crochet. My grandma is really big into that. But I can't stand the sound that the yarn makes when it scratches on the crocheting hook.
That's like me with rubber spatulas against a glass bowl with flour in it.
What? I've never heard that.
I hate that so much.
I was going to say that's like you with any sound in the world ever.
Also that. Particularly
rubber spatulas against
a glass bowl with flour in it.
Does that even make a sound?
It makes a textured resonance that I do not like.
You're like Violet. Sound!
Yeah, hate it. This summer, my husband and I are going to a wedding at Zion National Park. And I keep joking to my husband that we're going to camp outside of Costco or Chick-fil-A and see if we can see the Dashleys.
Okay, literally, Tatiana, we met a guy from Australia here.
At Costco. We run into people at Costco.
And he was like, I just came to Vegas from Australia and I don't know why he came to St. George, but he did.
Just came up for the day.
And he was like,
it was probably just to see us.
He said he was joking with his mom. He was like, maybe I'll see the Dashleys. Ha, ha, ha. And
he did. They're from Australia. We have a lot of fans from Australia, particularly on Facebook. Shout out to all the Australians.
Where are they from?
Australia.
He said it in an accent.
Australia?
Yeah, that's where they're from.
Australia.
Okay, well.
So to answer my question. Earlier this year, we welcomed our first baby boy. His name is Jason. As a first-time mom, I have also struggled with some anxiety. I want to know, how do I stop worrying that he's constantly sick or injured?
I don't even think it's anxiety. I literally think it's like, what's the word? Evolutionary. Like, can we just call it normal? It's not anxiety. It's just normal. Normal for, I think, every mom ever when they have a child, or like 98%, to like have this new sense of, not even anxiety. I think it's just normal. Like, I now care for a baby, and evolutionarily I have evolved to have like this heightened sense of protection for them.
Here's the best thing that I've heard. David Burns'
Did
book,
I say it
Feeling
to you?
Good.
What?
No, David Burns taught it to me.
This better be something that I have told you.
Ashley taught this to me. No, David Burns in the book Feeling Good, he first off starts out by listing all of the good things that this emotion gives you. like what you were just saying. What's good about this anxiety? Well, it keeps your baby safe. It makes you a good mom to some degree because you're always watching out for your baby. You're keeping your baby healthy. You're keeping your baby alive to adulthood and listing all these things. And then he's like, okay, now what harm is this causing? And then he lists some of the bad things about it. And he's like, okay, so between 0% and 100%, how anxious would you say you feel daily? And let's imagine that she is saying, Tatiana is saying like 85% anxious constantly about her baby. Okay. David Burns would be like, what if instead of just bringing that down to zero, what if we just brought that down to, what would you like to bring it down to in your perfect world? Maybe Tatiana would say like, it'd be nice if I was only like 30% anxious. And he's like, cool, what could we do to do that? And like kind of visualizing it in that way, mm-hmm. like seeing that this could have some evolutionary benefits, the anxiety, but maybe you could just bring the dial back a little bit instead of like wishing it all away.
I can just say what we did with Violet. So I have pretty intense quote unquote anxiety. I really just think it's like, I mean, it is anxiety, but there was no fighting it for me. Like, it was just, I became a different person with different like needs regarding the baby that I would not normally have with someone else's baby who wasn't my baby. And with George and James, we fought it and we were kind of like, Ashley's crazy, or like, that was kind of the vibe. Like, how do we fight her crazy thoughts and her crazy feelings and her crazy, like, she needs to act like a normal person. And if she's not, it's kind of crazy. But every time we did that, every time we were like, well, this is what mom Ashley wants, but we're going to do the other thing because that's what old Ashley would do. Mm-hmm. It anxiety was like 100 times worse. With Violet, I was like, look, this is the last time I'm doing this. So I'm just going to do it to make it the easiest for me. And like, we're just going to buy in to this next year when she's this tiny infant, like, if it's something that makes me like feel good or feel like less crazy or less anxious, we're just going to do it. And it meant like Violet came on dates with us more. It meant that Violet slept in a bassinet next to my bed more, and then in her pack and play in my closet more. It meant, I don't even know what, like, we didn't have babysitters as much. Family members didn't like hold her, or like Dallin was really good about being like, hey, if you're holding her baby, you need to be by Ashley right now. Like, hey, like, bring the baby back. Like, don't hide away in a room with the baby. Come back. Mm-hmm. And we were just like very upfront with it and very like, this is who Ashley is right now. She's like new mom Ashley. And it was so much better. And I think like your anxiety is more triggered with this baby stuff if you're constantly like putting yourself in this uncomfortable position of like, I need to be different. I need to change. I need to not act how I'm feeling. And if you just like listen, even if your intuition is like partly insane and there's a place in your brain that's like, my baby's probably fine, but doing this just would make me feel better and not be a sweaty, anxious mess. Then like, if it's not hurting your husband, if it's not hurting your baby, if it's not hurting you, if it's not like destroying your relationship, if it mm-hmm. would destroy your relationship more to like do this, and then you're like crying in the car on a date because you just wanted to bring your baby. Like, just bring your baby. And
we never did that.
Yeah. Or like, I don't even know. And just like, it only for me has lasted for like the first year to 18 months. It really starts decreasing around like 18 months, I feel like, when they start to transition into toddler land and they don't like depend on me for life. And like, I'm not the only person they love. It just like, everything starts to quiet down. It probably, there's a lot of hormone shifts, probably like scientific things mm-hmm. behind the scenes. I would just like give in to your anxieties a little bit. Like, don't fight them. Like, let your intuition like just be your guide. And if it makes you feel better to like hold your baby more or not go on a date without your baby or like have your baby sleep by you, like just do it. No one cares. It's your baby.
Yeah. She said she's always calling her pediatrician asking a million questions. My husband and I want to have our babies really close, kind of like George and James, so they can grow up together and be best buds. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to have to struggle with this anxiety for every single baby. Thanks. I can't wait to hear if you answer my question. Love, Tatiana.
Okay.
P.S. I make recipes from the Dasa's kitchen all the time, and my family is obsessed with them.
Thank you.
Their favorite so far has been raspberry cheesecake bars, funeral potatoes, and the potato soup and the enchiladas. All good and easy, even for somebody who doesn't like to cook.
Thank you. That's the goal here.
That's a good review about the Ashley's kitchen.
Okay, I'll be honest too about what she wants. She's afraid she'll have more anxiety. I definitely got worse with each kid as far as anxiety. Oh, they're cute.
She sent a picture.
But thanks for the picture. Also, like, my anxiety wasn't about my kids. But the anxiety...
What was it about?
I mean, like, with James, it was kind of, like, about my body. And with with Violet, it was, like, about death. It was, like, there's, like, just this, like, anxiety magnet in my body. And it just, like, attracted different things. Like, with George, it was more, like... Actually, with George, I felt like I was pretty mentally stable. But I did have anxiety about, like, people, like, taking him. I don't know. First of all, you've never been a mother, so don't worry. Call your pediatrician. They get paid so much money from your insurance, so just call away. There's so many great, like, blogs. Kelly Mom was a great one if you're, like, breastfeeding. They're very, like, advocate for the mother. There's all these questions on kellymom.com, like, what do I do if someone says this? What do I do if people aren't comfortable with me breastfeeding? What do I do? Like, just, like, all these what do I do's. It was really great. How do I do this? How do I do this? How do I, like... Anyways, that was really great. I would just ask a million questions. Like, you've never been a mom. There's no instructions.
Yeah, lots of learning. So by your second baby, you'll be a pro. You won't worry about a thing.
The best pediatricians are the ones who, like, don't make you feel bad. And they're like, thank you for asking. Such a great question. Everyone has this. Don't feel weird. So maybe I don't know if you're feeling weird because your pediatrician is annoyed with you, but get a new one if you are.
Yeah.
I still mourn my old pediatrician. We moved away and
she was great.
I mourn her loss.
She's still alive.
She's still alive.
Don't use her. We can't because we moved a different city. All right. This one's from Kathy. First time listener. Funny. I was watching an older video of your family when James used to grunt with everything you would ask her. It was so adorable. Remember when I would just make up captions because James would just go, eh.
People either loved it or they hated it. And we got so many comments like, when are you going to teach your baby how to talk? How long are you going to allow her to grunt? And oh, I was like, what do you want? What do you want me to do? Like, I'm not going to punish her. Like, what do you want me to do?
Yeah. James learned how to talk.
She can talk.
It was so adorable. Your family has grown so much and so quickly. Thank you for sharing your family with me. I think what makes you so popular is you're just a normal average family. What's that supposed to mean, Kathy?
I always want to start our vlogs like, just another ordinary day.
Question for you. What's the number one thing you and Ashley argue about or struggle with? Thanks, Kathy.
We argue about kids the most. I would say kid stuff.
Me getting triggers Ashley.
Dallin's triggers are like noise and overstimulation and like... not being like as free as we once were. I don't know, like having like regimented responsibility, like it's hard to go do, like, you know, like you can't just go for a bike ride. You have to like plan it and like,
right.
That's why he doesn't like dogs.
I understand the responsibility, but sometimes that combined with like impending deadlines at work, combined with like Violet screaming or whatever.
Crying at a normal tone.
It's normal. I understand. It's normal. But sometimes I just get a little overwhelmsies. Mm-hmm. And then I just like probably just check out for a little bit mentally or want to escape, even though I
check out
can't.
Or like.
And then that makes Ashley angry at me. And then that makes me more upset because I feel like she doesn't have my back.
I don't.
And then
in that moment, I don't have your back.
And then we're mad at each other and I'm even more frustrated. And then it's just a downhill spiral until we can snap out of it and realize that we're just two humans on planet Earth living a life.
I think at this point, I don't think we have like expectations. I think I know you and you know me. I think it's more like we fight less, but it's just kind of when I'm like, I literally cannot take it anymore. Or you're just like, Ash, I literally can't stand it anymore. Like, you're not crushing any expectations, just like how you are. I can't take it anymore.
Wait.
Also, I feel that way about you sometimes. There. Like,
I'm not crushing any expectations.
No, I think I know you and I think you know me. I think it's just like when it's just annoying that either I'm the way I am or you're the way you are. I feel like we fight less because there's not like expectations. It's just more like, who...
There's two humans.
Just like who...
Two
just
partners
like,
in this game called
like
life.
It's like when you've had a roommate for a long time in college and you're like, I just need to get away from you. Like, I don't want to do this with you anymore.
And then
I need
we
to go home
do.
For the week.
Well, look at us, an old seasoned married couple.
Look at us. We'll
never fight again. Thanks for the email, Kathy.
Okay, great. Thanks, Kathy.
Next, Molly, Florida, and big thanks. Hey, Dale and Ashley,
she
I love listening.
For Florida? Is that what Florida was?
This is the subject line.
Oh, Molly wants to talk about Florida.
Molly, yeah. I love listening, watching your... Love listening and watching you both and your family. My son Waylon watches with me and goes, "Oh, babies." He's 1.5 years old and even listens to your podcast in the womb during my commute to work.
Well, Waylon,
listened to your podcast. That's probably why he's so intelligent and funny.
Mm-hmm. He probably has a really quick wit and a really easy banter.
He's probably really good looking too.
He's probably very athletic. Yeah. Do you know one time in college, a boy told me that I was the most athletic girl he had ever met?
Is that a compliment?
I was like, to the female species.
Yeah.
I was just like,
thanks.
Wow,
or...
thanks. That's on trend for me. Sweet. Absolutely.
Ashley, you are awesome and have helped me feel more normal dealing with pregnancy and postpartum stuff. I have postpartum anxiety and depression and have definitely thought I was the only one with these thoughts until I heard you say something about it. You totally inspired me to do a big chop off my hair. Thank you for that.
Oh, sometimes if you can't fix your brain, you can just cut your hair and it gets you through the next
couple
weeks.
That should be a poster in a hair salon. You can't fix your brain, just cut your hair.
There's some things you can't control, but your hair is something you can.
Uh-huh. Thank you for that. Dallin, my husband is a state trooper and is envious of your home gym.
What? Your husband is a state trooper?
Hell yeah. A state trooper is envious of me. Well, of my gym technically, but...
He
also loves mountain biking.
Because I like rubberneck the state troopers and they think we're hiding drugs or something and I'm like nervous. Yeah. Uh-huh. They pull us over because I am so infatuated. That's not intrigued by police activity.
Maybe I should dress up as a policeman sometimes.
You could.
Okay.
I wouldn't take notes. You, but I wouldn't. You would have to be a real police officer. You'd have to actually go through the academy and become a police officer.
I'll do it.
I only want the real thing. I don't want anything fake.
Okay. Also, her husband also loves mountain biking and has learned some great dad tips from me. Check it out.
Stop it.
I'm inspiring the future.
You're an influencer.
Police officers of America. I was actually born in Key West,
they
Florida.
Hire you to do a keynote speech on fatherhood.
For the police academy annual meeting.
Let me talk to you guys about kids.
And guys.
I know everything.
Man to man.
I once made a TikTok that got 5 million
so
views.
So I know a thing or two. All right. I was actually born in Key West, Florida, she says.
What?
And have lived in Jacksonville, Mayport, and Port St. Lucie.
Listen, Dallin is all for Orlando, 20 minutes from Disney World. I am for Jacksonville.
Really?
It's near St. Augustine and one of the most beautiful places in this world, Amelia Island, Fernandino Beach. So it turns out you're living my dream. You're married to a cop and you were born in Key West, Florida.
A cop?
So, really?
A state
trooper.
This whole time. I should just go to the police academy.
If you were a police officer, I could do ride alongs with you and sit in the car, like biting my nails while you're arresting people. Like,
oh, don't mind
calling
her. That's
my mom.
Wife.
Oh my gosh, mom.
Mom, you'll never guess what happened next.
Talon's arresting someone.
It's so hot.
No, like intriguing.
Oh. I love visiting Florida, but I wouldn't live there again, she says.
Where does she live now?
She didn't say.
Where has she moved to?
We definitely want to go back to the East Coast for history and beaches.
That's what
downsides of Florida are alligators and crocs, huge bugs, flying hissing roaches, snakes, sharks, hurricanes, and tornadoes. That's quite a list.
It's a lot. It's basically Georgia, but like amped up to threat level.
Threat level midnight. But the weather is beautiful, and so are the beaches. Being right by Disney is a definite plus. Being able to fly down there at a reasonable price is great if you live anywhere on the East Coast. We live in Washington, and I love seeing... Yeah.
Or D.C.?
They moved straight across the country to Washington.
Took a
hard turn.
Hard turn.
Hard up and left.
How did you get there? I always wonder how people get where they get. Like, maybe what brought you here?
The police sent her husband there, and she followed.
No, it's not like a federal agency.
You've been assigned to Washington.
To Washington.
You are hereby called to serve in Washington. You seem to love it up here for the same reasons we do.
This is having like a daydream about the Sorting Hat. All the police academy graduates.
You will serve in Washington.
Not Arkansas, please. Where? I don't even know.
Not Arkansas.
You could be great in
Arkansas. You could be great in Arkansas. Okay. Lots of meth heads there. Okay, we live
in... We don't know that.
I'm sure this is...
The Duggars are there. Oh, Taunty
that's
Town.
That's true. We live in Washington. I love seeing when you guys visit. You seem to love it up here for the same reasons we do.
Yeah.
Remember the little reel you made about kayak, Washington. Classy kayak?
Casual kayak or casual kayak.
That was spot on. We love the mountains and outdoor lifestyles and how the summers aren't too hot and winters aren't too cold. The rain here is pretty hard to deal with, though. My husband and I are thinking about taking a trip to Utah this summer with our son.
Don't come. I'll
bring the cop car.
I'll be too weird around your husband. Don't come.
Who have you arrested lately?
Just like, can you do, can I come with you?
Just
take me with you.
On a stint. Do they let you transfer to St. George for a little
bit?
Can
you show me your handcuffs, please? How do you hook them to your belt?
Handcuffs.
Show me all the things in your satchels.
Oh, yeah. If you've got any good ideas for fun things to do, we'd love to hear them. What part of Utah are you coming to? We'll tell you.
Seriously, though, you can visit us. Just email us.
Come on over.
Utah's great. Mountains, Park City,
yeah.
St. George.
Thank you all. And if you ever want to chat about living in Florida or moving across the country, I've done that multiple times. From Molly.
You're probably traumatized.
Molly, thanks a bunch. That was a nice email.
Molly, we were traumatized moving 4 hours down the highway. We moved here. It felt like we were ripping our guts out.
A new chapter in life, and we loved it. We just moved from south of Salt Lake, from a place called South Jordan, if you didn't know. 4 hours south to St. George. That was our move 2 years ago.
We should start a business where we give people tours around Utah and show them all the fun things that we like and none of the normal things people go see.
Wait, like Tooele?
I'll be like, this is my favorite trail in Daybreak. This is where the ducklings hatch. So we're going to visit that. And then we'd be like, this is Costco. Not just any Costco, the biggest Costco in America. Okay.
Salt Lake City Costco.
Yeah.
Biggest one.
And I'll be like, here are some pioneer ruins just this way. Here's the first typewriter in the state of Utah.
This is the Golden Spike Railroad.
This is where railroads were connected. Okay. up here Ogden. Is where Dallin and I saw a moose once.
We just send her all of our favorite meaningful places. Yeah. Okay, cool. Let us know what part of Utah you're coming to, Molly. We'll give you a whole list of things to do. Guys, this was a fun first podcast on the video. Let us know what you think. Hope you enjoyed it. Please like, comment, share, subscribe, and send it to 8 of your friends.
Or 20.
And all your wildest dreams will come true.
Mm-hmm. Make sure to watch every video we've ever made. Comment on that video.
And go comment on those. Share those with 8 of your friends. And all 925 of them on YouTube.
And we'll never stop what we're doing.
And Facebook. And that will ensure that we do this for the rest of our life. Just kidding. We owe you everything. Thanks so much for all you do. Love you guys. See you in the next podcast.